This morning, Christine Coughlin, the Minnesota State Director of the Humane Society of the United States, is our guest on the line with us this morning. And we're talking a little bit about the USDA and the records that it removed from its website. It has restored some of those records pertaining to the Animal Welfare Act, but not all of the records. And we've got Christine on the line from the cities this morning to tell us a little bit about what it means. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the Animal Welfare Act? Let's start there.
Well, the Animal Welfare Act is a large body of federal law that basically sets standards for a number of entities. It covers, zoos, laboratories, dog breeders, circuses, a number of other federally regulated entities, and also the Horse Protection Act is also another thing that the USDA data purge would affect as well.
Now, companion animals, I had talked with you about this just a little bit, and please correct me if I'm wrong. The USDA oversees livestock, cattle, sheep, pigs, etc. Companion animal regulations kind of gotten rolled into the USDA. So they're also looking at dog and cat breeders, for example. So these are records, USDA records, not only affect, again, livestock, but they affect, the dogs and the cats that we have in our homes. Is that right?
Well, unfortunately, the United States Department of Agriculture actually doesn't regulate the treatment of animals on farms. A lot of people mistakenly think they do, and this is unfortunate because we could use some more oversight in that area. But yes, you are absolutely right that entities like dog breeders that are supplying pets to pet stores, for example, this aspect, as well as a number of other entities, are included under the Animal Welfare Act, and they are inspected, regulated by the United States Department of Agriculture. And those are the records, approximately 9,000 reports having to do with, again, dog breeders, circuses, laboratories, zoos, have been purged, taken down from the United States Department of Agriculture website. Previously, public information, we're now in the dark, and we cannot see what's going on.
Why did these records come down? And was I right that the records came down in January?
They came down in early February, and now a number of them are back up, but it's just a fraction of what originally had been posted. It's a little unclear as to why they were taken down. There was a lawsuit filed by some members of the Tennessee Horse Walking Crowd, and this is a group of people who put caustic chemicals on the ankles of horses and chains and other mechanical devices on them to sort of force this unnatural high-stepping gait that then they compete in shows. And this is illegal under the Horse Protection Act. Some people had their records posted online and sued the United States Department of Agriculture, saying that their personal information should not be posted online. Now, this lawsuit has since been dropped, but yet the larger body of records has not been restored to the website.
So is there a sense that perhaps that the records were purged from the website as a result of a new administration coming in, perhaps with new priorities?
That's another great question. Both administrations, this one and the previous one, are sort of pointing fingers at each other. It's not quite clear. The Trump administration is saying that some of this review of records had started under the Obama administration. Others in the Obama administration saying that they had made the decision not to purge the information from the website. So that's a little bit unclear, but what is clear is that this being in the dark really only protects people that have abused animals who have gotten caught, and now their customers are not going to know about it.
So what kind of effect here in Minnesota does the purging of these records have, and what is your office, for example, hoping or planning or in the process of doing about it?
So it's a good question. was thinking about this before this morning and thinking, you know, there's a perfect example, a perfect local example of how important these records really are to the public and the policymakers. Just last week, the city of Roseville, which is a suburb of St. Paul, passed the first of its kind in the state. They passed an ordinance prohibiting the pet store sale of dogs and cats coming from puppy and kitten mills. Now, this is a huge deal. This is first in order to sort of protect the animals arriving in pet stores coming from puppy and kitten mills. But what prompted this action by the city of Roseville was the media had gotten a hold of some of the United States Department of Agriculture reports on this particular pet store, wrote about it. They were atrocious reports. It caused such a public outcry. We worked with the city of Roseville very closely. We were able to look then at the USDA website and be able to show the city council members that there were real problems with some of the breeders that were supplying puppies to this particular pet store. So these records are a very important part of the public's knowledge of what's going on, and they can inform important policy decisions.
So what is the Humane Society of the United States tackling this on a national level? Is Minnesota trying to do something on a statewide level?
What's happening is there have been some leaders at the national level that have stepped forward that are speaking out against it. There's a letter to Congress with 100 or a letter to the USDA from members of the Congress, 118 signatures on it so far. Betty McCollum is one of them, basically saying, you know, this is unacceptable, restore the records. So there's definitely an effort there at the national congressional level. And also there are a number of animal protection organizations that have filed a lawsuit as well. So we'll see where that goes in the next couple of weeks.
Christine, thank you so much for taking some time to explain the ins and outs of this to us. It was great to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Christine Coughlin is the Minnesota State Director of the Humane Society of the United States.